Hey, I'm Carlo. It's in the morning. It's in the morning in Holland, and it's 7:30 Thursday. I don't know what day it is. I think it's 14. I'm using my iPhone to record, and I have an option where I can put on the lights, so the camera has more light. That's I don't know, maybe better. So I use that, and now I'm looking into the shining light, like a flashlight that's always on. You know what I mean. And I wanted to look at my calendar, but I'm like a little bit blind. I don't know the date, and I know it's super important, not. But that was something I just noticed. I'm going to start with my oldest one's breakfast. I got out a watermelon, have one, the half that he didn't got yesterday. I am already up since, I don't know, I can't remember, 2 or 3, maybe 3 o'clock, yeah. And I already had a work leg out. Oh, I'm starting so good. I already had a leg workout. Yes, and I had coffee, and this coffee here is my first machine coffee. Before that, I used instant coffee, not to wake everybody up. But, and my son is awake, then I am allowed, I think, to make noise because he's so noisy. I think kids are noisy. Oh, he like smashes doors like it's a sport, and he doesn't even know it. While I say it, I hear the shower door shutting. He's smashing with it. So funny. When he goes to school, he always smashes with the front door also. He doesn't know it, but it's really, really loud. That's funny. If my house was crappier, then all the windows would shatter, you know, all the glass. It would be so funny. Not funny, but funny to think about. Thinking about it is super good because it doesn't really happen. Oh, this watermelon is mega cold because I just got it out of the fridge. My hands are cold. Whip. Oh, I love cutting this. It's art. I'm not cutting it really properly. I am so glad I never got comments about that, because I know it can be better. I was quite calm, which I'm very proud of. I'm using my towel all the time because my paper towel dispenser got loose again. I have too much force when I aggressively pull out the paper towels every day, every hour, a few times. Then the double-sided tape just gets loose. So it's standing here, the tape I got out, and it was, the first tape was really like foam, double-sided foam tape that was dried out, and was so annoying to scratch it out. I'm making vegetables for my kids to snack for when they for in the afternoon, because they always like, oh, I'm so hungry, can I have candy? And I'm like, okay, you can have candy and have this, by the way. So they snack this in front of the monitor. I think they're doing a good job because it's not their favorite thing to do, but they do it anyway. They have to, because I'm the mother and I can threat. Whoa. This was just, I wanted to say something. This paprika is beautiful. It's huge. I only get huge paprikas lately. Don't know why. I love grabbing all the stuff out of the paprika above the garbage can. But I hate it when the seeds fly around next to the garbage can. The sound is great, but I have to pick it up. So annoying. Well, we have homeschooling for a longer time now. It would be until next week, until Monday. So, next Monday they would have gone to school if everything was according to plan, but it's not. So the little ones are staying home longer. Actually, the big ones too, but they have different rules. I'm trying to get plastic bags out of a cardboard box, so that I cannot do that. It's super, super difficult. So the homeschooling is later, is extended, and because of that, I have to go to school with the little one. That wasn't a good sentence, but who cares? I have to go to a school either this Friday or Monday during school time to pick up some books. I don't mind. With the first lockdown, I was really afraid, and I thought, oh, I don't want to go to school, you know, I don't want to risk anything, and I'm not, and now I'm like, I am careful, and I'm not afraid anymore. Doesn't make sense, because now it is actually more dangerous, because relatively more people are infected compared to a year ago. But I'll go. I'm happy it doesn't, it's not snowing. They, how you call it? Like a fortune teller, the weather forecast, they forecasted, they predicted, yes, predicted snow, like 20 centimeters. I don't know what 20 centimeters is like. Maybe this, my hand, I don't know. But it's quite a lot, but it's not happening. They always say that and nothing happens. If it has to happen, then they better start already, because it's not happening. And I don't mind. Well, I mind a little bit, because I have to go to the supermarket. I forgot. I'm going to buy some groceries. I still do buy groceries online twice a week since we're advised to stay at home more. I used to go to the supermarket like really twice a day or something. But the grocery delivery is coming this Sunday. And yesterday I spoke to my parents-in-law and they are coming Saturday, so the day before the groceries come, so I need to go to the supermarket or they will starve. They will be here in the morning. Or morning, 11 o'clock is not morning. Well, for my man it is, but not for me. And for old people, neither. So they will be here and have a lunch, and when they come here for lunch, then we always have a Western lunch with lots of bread and cheese, and I need to get that or they will get confused if there's no such thing. I have I wanted to make something to drink for my little one, but his favorite, or my favorite, drinking bottle is in the dishwasher, so I'm going to give them another bottle. I like big ones for my kid, because I don't have to walk a lot. And for the little one, something with a lid, because when he spills it, I have more time to yell in slow-mo that he has to really put that cup straight and clean up. I have fruit for my man. I'm going to wash. Still have grapes. I love purple grapes. I'm washing the grapes now. It makes noise. I like purple grapes because with the yellow ones you can see brown spots more quickly, especially when you with the where on their, I don't know how to call it, on their navel or their belly button, it gets brown very fast, and it's annoying because I just cut it out because I want to give my man perfect fruit. Perfect. It has to be perfect, or I'll scream. I have grapes for him, and I think I'm going to... I don't give him kiwi if it's not necessary, because he doesn't like kiwi. I only give him kiwi if all the other fruits are not available. And he doesn't like... the little oranges, mandarins, clementines, really little ones, not clementines. He doesn't like them, or else I would buy a bag of a few kilos, but I would be the only one eating them, so I don't. Oh, maybe I'll buy some oranges again. I love that, but I never buy them. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Oh, great goals today. Oh, I need to go to the dentist for a normal appointment, for a standard check. It's been already like half a year, because every half year they send a card, a reminder. Ask me to call them and make an appointment, and it's been so fast. Half a year. And yesterday, I'm mentioning it because it's funny. Yesterday, so funny, my man was having lunch, just eating on his desk, because that's his workspace, and he was just eating a baby food, three crackers with cheese. How bad is that? But his teeth broke a little bit off, just like not a teeth, but the bigger teeth, tooth. I don't know how to call it. Maybe it's it has different names. I'm squeezing this kiwi like I don't know what to do with it, and I don't know what to do with it. I'm gonna cut it in pieces. I'm doing two things at the same time, so, and living, so it's not very easy for me. Okay, what did I say? Yes, his a piece of his tooth broke off, but it's not like a real tooth. It's like a like I'm talking about pie. It's a filling. It was already fixed, you know. It's not real piece of tooth. It's just like the hard glue stuff that they attach to his real tooth. Anyway, it broke off. And it didn't hurt, for whoever cares. Oh, my son is coming. So my biggest kit is set, and I'm happy with it. I'm cutting my omelette. I made an omelette yesterday because I had to get rid of all the egg white. I have a bottle of egg white, and I can keep it for like 2 days. And after that, I can pour it away in a sink, which hurts me, so I just thought I'm going to bake it, and then I can keep it a little bit longer. So now I'm going to eat it today, the half of that. and kids on TikTok. I'm really into TikTok and cooking, just showing what I cook. And kids on TikTok are really going crazy about that I cut everything with scissors. But I mentioned this because I was just talking and not thinking straight, and then cutting with my knife the omelette with my knife, and then I was like, oh, this takes so long, it's so stupid. So then I got my scissors, and it was way better and quicker, as you could see. Oh yeah, my Mandy, his tooth broke off, and he told me that it was like a minute before 12 yesterday. He told me that while lunch, and I was like, oh, I have a reminder from my dentist to get a standard appointment again. So I'm going to call my dentist as well. But when I called, it was 12 o'clock, and they closed the reception closed at 12. So I was like, no, why couldn't you break your teeth just a minute earlier? He didn't. But that's my story. As if you have a better one. You probably do, but I don't hear them if you don't tell me. You know, it's really nice to for whoever needs this, if you want to record, you know, do what I'm doing. If you think it's meaningful to you or others, to me it is really meaningful. Not only to me, but also for others, which is turning into meaningful to me anyway, because everything I do is meaningful for myself. It's just, it's not possible to do something that's not meaningful for myself in general. Not only me, but in general, you only do things that are meaningful to yourself, really. There's no excuse, and it's not good or bad, it's just the way it is. But I'm making so much so many videos, and it's super cool, and really that my family can watch and I can watch. That's the most important thing to me, because I'm the one that watches my videos the most. Obviously, it's not very weird, it's my diary, and I really love that, because when I watch back now, I can see how much I have done just general in a day, or in a week, or in a month, in a few months. And it's super awesome, it's super motivating, and it makes my life even more, I don't know if it's meaningful, but it's just cool. Just like people taking pictures. I don't really take a lot of pictures. I don't. Or maybe I do, but I delete them. I just take a quick picture, and I really, really only only keep the ones I love, which are not a lot, because I'm trying to be picky. It's really difficult, but I'm trying to, and it works. I really do only have like 5,000 pictures on my photo roll from my like college time until now, with the kids' photos. It's really not a lot. It's very overview. I have a good overviewing, because it's not a lot, and I know exactly where to find a picture. I'm not saying, oh, I'm so good. I'm just saying that my mind works like that, and this really is one thing that I'm happy with, that I have organized like my mind like this with the pictures. Oh, when you see my mother-in-law, so it's so painful when she is when she had her holiday, she always make a picture book with the pictures. It's a really nice small picture book with I don't know 50 pictures of my dad-in-law and then my mother-in-law. It's just you know, one picture him, one picture her, one picture of food, two pictures of mountains, one picture of a bird. That stuff, really lovely old people pictures, you know. And she always needs to, I think she needs to make a book. And it started, I don't know, a few years ago with enthusiasm, but now it's for her, it's like, oh, I have so many pictures, and oh, I have to make a photo book. Oh, I have to make a photo book from 2018 still, and 2019. Oh, and that weekend trip, I need to do that as well. Oh, it's a lot. And I'm like, oh, why? I know why, because you have the feeling when you started, you have to finish it, but it's just a mental thing, you know. And I get it, we all struggle with mental things. I'm a champion of that, you know. But when I see that, I think, oh, it's so not necessary. It doesn't make you happy. And I really like when we are visiting them, and she has a picture book, you know, on the table, and it's really nice indeed to watch, to look back. But it's not worth the headache that she gets. These bananas are, I like them, but because they're green, but I don't know if my kid likes them. I think I'm not going to give it to him today. It's too green. I'll get one out and then let it ripen more. And the other ones I'm going to bind, or I don't know how to call it, wrap the stems up to keep it fresh. And this one I'm going to keep for later. Oh, I'm really very careful with bananas always. when I see people throwing them, like a cashier throwing them on the counter, I'm like, oh no, they're so bruised easily. Why do you do that? It's such a waste. And it's okay if you just eat them immediately, but if you don't and you let it sit, then after a few days it's very clear on which spot of the banana the bruise is. I'm going to make an apple for my son. Apple's always good. Okay. I really miss my towel. My man says he's going to screw them in a cabinet instead of sticking it. But I don't know if the cabinet is happy with the screws, because it's not a very thick cabinet door thing. I don't know. Well, doesn't matter. If he screws up, then I get a new kitchen, which is just a waste for this kitchen, but that's another worry. Yeah, you're thinking like, oh, you if you screw up the cabinet, then you need a really new kitchen. What is the matter with you? Well, that's not what I think, but it's just the way my man thinks. And he has every excuse for this kitchen, because to change this kitchen, because he's not very happy with it. He wants a modern one. I think it's quite modern, but okay. There are so many things that he do to make he wants to do or likes to do to make the house better looking. And I'm like, it's not necessary. I don't need it. I don't need a super beautiful couch as we have, because the kids are jumping on it, and then you know, it gets dirty and you cannot live on it, because every time we are on the couch and we're maybe eating something or so, he's just really like, we need to be careful and not spill anything, you know. It's just not really, it's not relaxed. But on the other hand, when he likes changes stuff and it really looks nice, you know. If I were living on my own, or I'm living with a man that's the same as I am, then the house wouldn't look so nice as it is now. And because it looks nice, it gives me peace and it's really like, oh, feeling so enjoyable instead of living in a college dorm, you know, which is more my style. So it goes both ways, and I know when he has something in mind, he will do it, so why not? That's my very long talk. I'm just okay if it's, I only have one, always have one command, which is I want it to be practical. So it's perfect that it's that the cabinets are made from gold, but it's just too heavy. When it's too heavy for me to use it and get unhappy, then I want a diamond one, you know. So we'll see about it. It's just not going to happen anyway soon, so it doesn't matter. I'm going to stop now. Thank you for watching, and I hope you had something, you got something out of this. I don't know. I know I did. Thank you for listening, and see you tomorrow.